Yeah, I think a lot of people have this misconception that you do SEO, and I have this in like quotes, on your website once, and then you never have to do it again, and you're going to automatically rank. But SEO is an ongoing thing, and like you said, it's going to depend on content.
Welcome to the Brandset Book Show, where we help creative service-based businesses build their brands and find more clients. I'm your host, Davy Jones.
In today's episode, Krista and I are continuing to compare different platforms. Today, we're chatting through two popular website platforms, Showit and Elementor. So if you're thinking about switching website platforms or you're getting ready to design your first website and you want to know what website platform is best for you, this episode will likely answer many of your questions. We've also recently relaunched our YouTube channel, and you can find a 5 to 7 minute YouTube video that compares Showit and Elementor. So if you'd rather watch the YouTube video, head on over to YouTube and take a look at that. I'll also put the link in the show notes if you want to check that out. And from what I'm told, it really helps if you subscribe, like, and comment on the video and watch the whole thing through. So please consider doing so if you are so inclined. More of those YouTube videos to come each and every Wednesday. And if you haven't had a chance to leave a review of the podcast on iTunes, that also helps other people searching for content like this find this podcast on channels like iTunes. Anyways, be sure to check out the show notes at davyandkrista.com for the resources we mentioned during the episode. And we want to hear from you. Let us know what kind of content you'd like to see on the Brandset Book podcast as we move forward. To leave your feedback, just send us a DM on Instagram at Davy and Krista. Now, on to the episode. All right, welcome back to another episode of the Brandset Book podcast. I'm here with Krista.
Hi, I'm excited to be here.
Yep, and we're doing a little bit of marathon recording day here, yeah. Just in full transparency.
This is our second in a row. Still have a cold, so if you listen to our last episode, yeah. Bear with me.
So she doesn't always have a cold. She just happens to have a cold today.
Yeah.
In case you're listening and you're like, oh man, I've listened to a couple episodes. Krista always has a cold.
I mean, it could also be pregnancy stuffiness. Like, yeah. But this is definitely a sinus infection. So.
Well, we are in this episode talking about Showit and Elementor, some of the differences between the two platforms, so that hopefully you can pick the platform that's best for you.
And this is probably our most asked question of all time.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, it's kind of at the core of what we do, right? You know, so when people come to us for a website, they're often wondering what platform is better,
yes.
Right? And so we have, I think, a nuanced answer for that. But I think we should start by saying we love both platforms.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do really love Showit.
We do really love Showit.
And that has a lot to do with the people behind Showit, too.
We're not friends with the Elementor people. We don't know them at all.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would say the way you say it makes it sound like we're not. We just don't know them.
We don't know them. They don't know who we are.
Yeah. So, anyways, we're going to get into all of that. And of course, if you're interested in Showit and Elementor and how they look, you should go to our website, davyandkrista.com, click the button that says shop, and you can check out our Showit and Elementor website designs.
Right.
And these are designs that you can purchase, customize on your own, and launch on your own if you'd like. So head over to our shop and you'll be able to see our latest releases. You'll be able to see all of our designs for both Showit and Elementor. Most of our designs, we have both a Showit version and Elementor version.
Right.
We have probably more Showit versions, right, available than Elementor.
There's just a couple more
than
Elementor ones.
So, you know, but for the most part, right? And the ones that we don't have available for Elementor will probably one day be available for Elementor, except in maybe just a few instances. Anyways, head on over to davyandkrista.com/shop to check those out. But when it comes to these platforms, we build on both of them. So right off the bat, that should let you know that we like both platforms.
Mm-hmm. And we've tried lots of other platforms, Squarespace, Divi, Wix. Really, these are the only two that we recommend because one, both are better for search engine optimization. And I think that two, both are better visual editors.
Yeah. I think I would disagree that it's a pet peeve, I think, when somebody says they're better for search engine optimization.
Then like some platforms that still use very outdated
technology.
Builders. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So what I would say is that, you know, from an SEO standpoint, there are definitely platforms out there that will make things harder for you.
Right.
Right. But I would say with most modern website builders. And maybe that's being too broad. Mm-hmm. But I would say, you know, if you're on a Squarespace, you know, people, like, there are Squarespace websites out there where people are ranking for the searches that they want to rank for,
right.
You know? So anyway, so I push back, I guess, a little bit about point one, but point two, for sure, you know, from a visual editor standpoint.
In case you guys think we agree on everything.
Yeah, exactly. In case you think we agree on everything. I'm sure, like, all of our friends are like, no, we...
They need to agree on nothing.
But as far as search engine optimization goes, and we'll talk about that as we dive into this more, but I would also say, just from like the SEO perspective, there's probably some people out there that would say, oh no, Show It's not good for SEO, or oh no, Elementor is not good for SEO.
Right.
And you know what I think they mean, and I think sometimes like people say that, and that's not really true, right? Like anytime you're using a website builder, you're going to add extra code to a website mm-hmm. to make that builder work. Right. And so this is a good trade-off just to talk about in general. And I think, you know, choosing a website platform, it's going to come with a bunch of trade-offs. Do you want the most possibly optimized website that you can have? Well, if you do, then you're probably going to go to a developer and a designer, and they're going to build your website. And you're probably, unless you take the time to learn how, not going to easily be able to make significant changes to your website.
And it's probably going to need to be a little more on the simple side, because videos are going to slow down your website. Custom sure. fonts are going to slow down your website.
Like, just from like hiring somebody to, you know, I don't really like this phrase either, but like hard code, right?
Your website. Hand code.
Yeah, yeah.
So you need to know HTML and CSS and JavaScript and all of the things.
Yeah, PHP
edit.
And so on, whatever they need to know, right? And so if you don't know those things, it's going to be harder for you to update your website, or something might break and you know, you might not know how to fix it and so on and so forth. So one of the great things about most modern website builders, whether right. it be Show It and Elementor, which we're talking about today, or a Squarespace or a Wix or whatever, is that people feel comfortable updating their website. And so I think that's one thing that we should emphasize right off the bat, is the best website for you, in most cases, is the website you feel comfortable updating.
Yes, and that is going to work well for your business.
Yeah, exactly. So, and of course, again, you know, we can get as nuanced, we can get really nuanced with all of that, but you know, if you feel super comfortable on Squarespace, and that's the website you feel like, oh, I can get in there and I can make updates and I'm happy with it, how it looks, then, you know, that's better than you moving to a platform that somebody told you was better, but you don't know how to do anything and you don't have the time to learn. And then your website all of a sudden becomes outdated because you don't know how to get in there or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So as much as we'd say, well, Show It's the better choice, then, you know, but that might be the best platform for you. So yes. Hopefully that makes sense. But let's just jump in to... You know, how would you describe Show It?
As a visual website builder, basically, if you see something, you can click on it. If you're used to the Adobe suite, so Photoshop, Lightroom, Illustrator, all of those things, Show It's probably going to feel pretty native to you, because basically, like, if you click on like a bit of text over on the right side, you can customize the font size and the color. You can make it fade in. You can make it bigger. There are all sorts of things that you can do to really make something look the way that you want it to look. And also, if you're starting with a template, something like ours, it's really easy to just like make little tweaks to make it work for your brand.
Yeah, to change the colors, change the fonts, change the images, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about like cropping images when you upload them. It does video too. So it makes galleries really easy. You don't need a lot of third-party platforms, and it integrates with WordPress, which is really awesome.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that sets it apart from other website builders out there like Wix and Squarespace. And how would you compare, or how would you describe Elementor then?
Elementor is also a visual front-end editor, but it's not quite the same. Like if you click on an element, you have to kind of look a little bit more to change some of the things, but you probably have even more control than you do with Show It. Instead of just moving every element where you want, like freeform in Show It, it's going to work in columns and grids, which I think is great because it makes mobile versions probably a little bit more intuitive. But yeah, it just adds like a layer of complexity.
Yeah. One thing that I would add to that, one key distinction between the two, is that your Show It is going to be more comparable to a Squarespace and a Wix, where Show It, the company, is going to provide you the website building tools to build your website, but they're also going to become your website host. So you're going to pay Show It a monthly subscription for them to host your website. And you can't build a Show It website
and then take
it with you to, you know, SiteGround or somewhere else to host it, right?
Right.
So a little bit more comparable to Squarespace and Wix, although like we said, one of the great things about Showit and one thing that sets it apart among some other things is that it integrates with WordPress.
And what that means is that if you're new to Showit, when you're ready to go live, you'll ask Showit to make your site live. If you have blog posts that are on another WordPress site or I think Squarespace, they'll move those blog posts from your old platform to the new platform and then help you get it live.
Yeah, absolutely. And they don't actually push your site live for you anymore. You have to update your own DNS settings.
Yes.
But again, I'm getting in the weeds here. But anyway, so compare that to Elementor. Elementor is a WordPress page building plugin. All right? So Elementor is only going to work with WordPress. So you're going to have to use WordPress if you want to use Elementor, but it does simplify WordPress. So there are a lot of different page building plugins out there for WordPress. We think Elementor is one of the better, if not the best page building plugin for WordPress, because it adds, you know, you get a lot of control, a lot of flexibility. I would say maybe a little leaner than something like a Divi, you know? Mm-hmm. Although I know there's people out there that are going to be like, well, this, you know, this page builder is actually leaner than Elementor. But again, why we like Elementor is because we think it strikes a nice balance between being something where we can really get the, you know, design aesthetic that we want to achieve, and at the same time, make it easy for our clients to then update the website.
Yes. So that's why we build on both of those platforms. And if you're curious, our website is currently on Elementor, but it was on Showit before our shop grew to be pretty big.
Yeah. And so, and we can talk about a little bit of why we decided to make that switch once we get to that point. As far as how much each costs, like I said, Showit's going to have a monthly subscription that goes with it. That monthly subscription is going to be comparable to other website builders out there. You're probably going to be in the ballpark of, you know, $20 to $40 a month, depending on which plan you choose, whether you want a blog or not a blog. And if you want a blog, whether you want what they call an advanced blog or a basic blog.
Which means that you can add any plugin you want on the advanced one, although not all of them are going to work well. Or if you just want to be limited to a few certain plugins, that's the middle one.
Yeah. And so the advanced, and what a plugin is, right? So for those of you who are listening, you're like, I don't know anything about websites. Plugins like add functionality to a website in an easy way. Basically, it's a tool you can install on your website without having to have somebody develop that functionality for you, right? And there's all sorts of advantages to that. One of them being that, one, you don't have to do it yourself, so you save on cost. But then two, you know, that company is usually going to continue maintaining that plugin to make sure that it works with future versions of WordPress. So another advantage of plugins, of course, the downside of plugins is the more plugins you use, typically the more of a burden it puts onto your, on your website performance. So again, another trade-off when it comes to websites. But yes, the nice thing about Showit is that it integrates with WordPress, so you can get access to certain plugins that will add functionality to your website. We typically recommend people go with the advanced blog for Showit.
Right.
Especially, I mean, when it comes to SEO, for instance, like two of our favorite SEO tools, Yoast and Rank Math, you don't need both. They do the same thing. Uh-huh. We currently use Rank Math. It's nice being able to have the pro version of that, right? So it's nice being able to, you know, be able to use that if you care about search engine optimization. Elementor, a little bit different. Like I said, it's a page building plugin for WordPress. You're not going to pay a monthly subscription for that, but you are going to pay $49 a year for the pro version.
And you'll need to find a company to host your website as well.
And that will be the where the monthly fee comes in. So right, for instance, you know, you can build your website and then you need to go find somewhere to host it, like, you know, Flywheel or, you know, whoever. So you will have some, you know, monthly or annual cost in there for that. One thing we'll mention about hosting is if you're paying $2 a month for hosting, there's a reason you're paying $2 for hosting. So keep in mind that hosting can run, you know, it can run from a few dollars a month to hundreds of dollars a month. And in a lot of instances, you get what you pay for.
Yeah. So they might like significantly slow down your site if it gets too large or you have too much traffic. And a lot of those $2 hosts just load incredibly slowly.
Yeah.
And we did a whole episode on this too.
Yeah. So we don't have to dive into that too much, but I would expect to pay at least $20 a month for hosting.
Yeah,
at the very least.
You know, decent for a host that is going to have a secure site and do some of like the stuff that you need them to do.
Yeah. And we've talked about that in another episode. But you can expect to pay about $49 for an Elementor license. But it is a, you know, I think you pay $49 once and then it renews at a discount each year.
Yes.
So anyways, getting into some of the more significant differences, ease of use, which one would you say is easier to use? Showit or Elementor?
Like 100% Showit.
Yeah, I don't think that it's super close. I'd say, you know, all things equal, somebody walking into it and not having a ton of experience with either platform, then they're going to most likely pick up Showit more easily than they would Elementor and WordPress.
Right. You will probably find that is because it's a little more limited, but not everybody needs all of the bells and whistles when they're designing their websites.
So. Yeah. And I would say we can say limited loosely.
Yeah,
you know?
Loosely limited, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I would say the other reason too is just because like in WordPress, there's just, like for instance, if I want to edit the top level navigation in WordPress, you know, like I have to go to menus and I have to create the menu and then I have to, you know, I have to make adjustments there. Whereas in Showit, it's all part of that builder, right? And right. So you just click that, you know, site-wide canvas and then you make the adjustment,
yeah.
You know? But with that said, maybe getting back to complexity, like drop-down menus, lots way easier in WordPress than they are in Showit.
Showit doesn't have them like natively built in, so you have to kind of fake it to get a drop-down menu to work.
Yeah, yeah. So again, going back to just the trade-offs there. But I would say in the ease of use category, the point goes to Showit.
Yes.
Cool. Mobile responsiveness. What are some of the differences in terms of like mobile responsiveness when it comes to Showit and WordPress?
They both let you do different kind of versions of the same website on mobile. So they'll both let you design on desktop and then flip to the mobile view and see how things look. I would say Elementor probably natively stacks things better than Showit. Showit is going to take a little more customization in order to get it to look okay.
Awesome. Yeah. And in terms of, maybe I missed this, but in Elementor, you can edit the mobile version, the iPad version, and the desktop version.
Actually, I think they took away the iPad version in the latest version. I went to work on it yesterday and I didn't see it. So maybe that particular site just needed an update, but I'd have to look that up because I think it could have gone away.
Well, in the past, you've been able to adjust the mobile version, tablet version, and the desktop version.
Yeah, because sometimes you find that like you need a different layout and iPad size than you do on a mobile size. Normally, when you get down to the mobile size, things have to start getting pretty stacked, whereas iPad is still like wide enough. So it was really nice that they let you edit the iPad version, but that might be gone by now.
Yeah. And it's kind of hard to say. You know, I'd say to a certain extent, it's a tie in this category. The way that Showit is mobile responsive is pretty cool. You know, at the same time, though, you actually have to design the mobile version of your website.
Yeah. You can't just like do your whole desktop version of your Showit site, hit publish, and then look at your mobile site, because I think you're going to find that things are stacked. They don't automatically account for spacing. If you like add a shape to your desktop version of your Showit site and don't look at the mobile version, that shape probably won't have any styles applied. It might just be like a big black box. Whereas Elementor, I think, picks up those styles a little bit more intuitively.
Yeah. And so things sort of click into place more automatically than they do in a platform like Showit.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, I guess it depends there. I mean, the flexibility you have to design a specifically mobile version of your website, would you say it's probably a little easier in Showit?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
But it might be a little bit less
work
in Elementor.
Yeah, less work in Elementor, more work in Showit, but you can do, you know, you can make sure you have a specific mobile version in Showit. So definitely a little bit of a trade-off there. More flexibility in Elementor, a little easier in Showit. And I would say, you know, that's probably sort of the summary of the episode, right? As we get to design flexibility, all right? So let's say I have a design, you know, whatever in whatever program we've designed it in. So we use Sketch. So let's say I've designed something in Sketch. Surprised you haven't laughed at me. You're like, I don't know how to use, or I know you know how to use Sketch. I'm saying I don't know how to use Sketch.
I mean, I think you have or been taught, but I don't think your license is even active on your computer.
So anyways, let's say I do design something and you need to build it in Showit and you need to build it in Elementor. Which is going to be faster? Which is going to be easier?
100% Showit.
Okay. So that kind of goes back to easy
use. I guess unless I'm building something like a store.
Yeah.
That's the exception.
Okay. And that's something that's worth talking about and we're going to get to here in a minute. But yeah, I would say typically we have a Showit version of a design ready faster than we do an Elementor version of a design.
Yes.
Is there anything else that's worth pointing out there when it comes to design flexibility though? Like, can you do all the same things in Showit that you can do in Elementor and vice versa?
There are some subtle differences, but I think you really have to nitpick in order to find them.
And that's why ultimately we design on both platforms. Right. And if you and one thing that you should do is you check out the demo of some of our designs that where the, both versions are available, They look pretty much the same.
Yeah, some of them I can't even tell the difference.
Yeah.
I would say that Show-It versions are a little less fragile than Elementor versions, just because of the way that Elementor works with columns and margins and padding. It's a little bit easier to break them, but when they first come as a template, they pretty much look exactly the same.
Yeah. So anyways, good, worth noting. So now we're talking about SEO and optimization. We don't have to spend a ton of time on SEO because we talked about this already. But when it comes to SEO, and you're wondering what platform is better for SEO, okay, so we're assuming a lot when somebody asks that question. One, that the content is good, right? Like content is king, you know, when it comes to search engine optimization to a certain extent. I mean, you can't, but anyways, point being, not to get lost in all the nuances here, but content, let's say all things equal, which platform is going to be better for SEO? It's almost impossible to answer because it just depends on how much optimization you've done to your WordPress website.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have this misconception that you do SEO, and I have this in like quotes, on your website once, and then you never have to do it again, and you're going to automatically rank. But SEO is an ongoing thing, and like you said, it's going to depend on content.
Well, it's going to depend on content, but then it's also going to depend on like for instance, if we're comparing a Mac and PC, mm-hmm. right? And we're like, okay, well, which computer is going to get me better performance, right? Well, it's like, well, I mean, Mac, like I'm going to go to the Apple store and I'm going to buy an Apple computer and they're going to have different levels, right? And I could buy like kind of the best, you know, version out there.
Right.
Or I could go the PC route and I could build a PC computer based on all these different components and probably get something that's better than, you know, what I could get out of the box at Apple. However,
you have to know, like,
I have to, yeah,
you, all this technical
you have to be,
stuff.
You have to be willing to know how to do it, learn how to do it, learn how to maintain it, learn how to fix something if something breaks, right? Which is why I have an Apple computer, right? You know, it's like why I haven't built my own computer. Whereas, like, our friend Tyler Harrington, who really nerds out over this stuff,
yes.
right? He has this special, fancy, you know,
like gaming computer.
And there's just more to it, right? And so, out of the box, when I get with Apple, it does everything I need it to do.
Right.
All right. And so, yeah, I could have a more optimized, a better performing computer, especially if I were to build my own, but then I'd have to learn how to build my own.
Right.
You know, so that's what I think people need to realize about something like search engine optimization, something about like optimization in general is like, yeah, so with WordPress, you're going to have a little bit more control and a little bit more flexibility. Mm-hmm. But the flip side of that is you're going to have more control and you're going to have, you know, more things that you need to do and you need to be the one paying attention to. Whereas like the Show-It team, you know, one would think this would be true of like a Squarespace and a Wix and so on and so forth. But the Show-It team is very concerned with how Show-It websites perform. So a lot of the server side stuff that you would have to worry about if you were, you know, if you had a WordPress website, you don't have to worry about with Show-It because they're worried about that, right? They've set all of that stuff up. If they notice that, you know, a bunch of sites are throwing this cumulative layout shift error, which is, you know, part of the new core web vitals, like they're going to investigate that. They're going to be very concerned with fixing that.
And we did a whole episode on this. So if you go back a few, you can listen to that one. I think it's worth pointing out that our photography website, which we don't do photography anymore, but we did for a long time, is still live. I don't think we've blogged on that one since 2017, really since Jack came into the world and we stopped shooting. And it still ranks on the first page for the searches that we optimized for. And we've done nothing since 2017.
Not across the board, but for some of the more targeted keywords it does. Which, so again, and that's a Show-It website,
right? That's Show-It. Mm-hmm.
So there are plenty of people out there with Show-It websites that rank well. I know at one point, you know, one of our designers, Alex, you know, he was saying how he was trying to beat out for his market. You know, he has a WordPress website. He was trying to beat out a Show-It website, you know, that was ranking above him. So Show-It websites, you know, they do rank, right?
Right.
So that's all important to know. With that said, you know, I guess I make a hard defense of Show-It there. And I don't mean to do that at the expense of, or to make it seem like, oh, you know, WordPress isn't a good option too. But just to say that sometimes I hear people say, you know, Show-It is bad for SEO. And I really want to hear exactly why, you know, like, and when they get into it, I'm like, well, you know, not really. Yeah. So
I think that technically you can probably do more with like the straight WordPress Elementor site, like you said, but it is a matter of what you want to hand off to other people and what you want to be responsible for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, again, it's a series of trade-offs. Like we talked about at the beginning, there's leaner page builders that you could use, you know, than Elementor. There's, or you could use no page builder at all and you could learn how to do it yourself or hire somebody to do it or whatnot. But it's all trade-offs there. As far as optimization goes, though, one of the things that's nice about having a straight WordPress website is that you don't have as many conflicts when it comes to WordPress plugins that are out there. Whereas if you have a show it website, even if you have that WordPress blog and you're on the advanced blog tier, sometimes either a plugin is going to conflict with Show It, right. You know, like WP Rocket comes to mind, for instance. And I think they may have fixed that, which would be awesome.
And then, WP Rocket is a caching plugin to help speed up your website.
Yeah. But point, just as an example, right? So there's plugins out there that are either going to conflict with Show It or, what was I going to say? They're going to conflict with Show It.
Or just be very limited, such as WooCommerce.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And so, yeah, there's going to be more limitations to something like WooCommerce on Show It than there is just by having a straight WordPress website.
And we use WooCommerce because our store has a good amount of products now. And as we were growing and getting bigger, we wanted all of our store and website to be on the same domain name, the same URL. And so we ended up moving to Elementor because we had more control. WooCommerce does work on Show It. We actually just are releasing a new WooCommerce Show It theme this week, but it's definitely more limited than the Elementor version of WooCommerce.
Yeah. And Show It's going to be the first to admit that they're not an e-commerce platform.
Right.
And even in their help document on WooCommerce, they talk about how it's, I think they even mentioned beta. It being in beta and how they don't, you know, basically they're not responsible for that connection always working, right. I guess, supporting. You know.
I think they don't support. So if you have WooCommerce questions, they're probably not going to help you.
Yeah. So I feel like Show It always tries to help you.
Yeah.
But they're not, it's not like their thing.
Right.
You know? So something to just keep in mind. And that's why, like, if a company comes to us and they're like, we are an e-commerce company. That's what we do. That's how we make all our money. Then, of course, we're going to tell people to go with an e-commerce platform, you know? Right. And so a lot of our revenue comes from e-commerce. And so it made sense, certainly at the time, for us to go with WordPress, WooCommerce setup. And I will say at the time, now, what you've been able to build with our latest design, that's a Show It WooCommerce setup, right? Is way more advanced than when we switched than what was possible. Would you say that's true?
Yes, but the individual product pages are still much more limited than the product pages that we have been able to achieve in Elementor.
Sure, yeah. So something to keep in mind there, and that's really like one of the key things that we talk about with people who are trying to figure out whether to go with Elementor or Show It is whether, you know, they're an e-commerce business, you know, kind of what kind of tools they need to use. And a lot of that is going to play into the decision as to whether, you know, a person should be on Show It or Elementor. And also past experience, you know, when somebody's coming from a Squarespace or coming from a Wix, and we've moved a lot of people off of Squarespace and Wix over to Show It, Show It is typically going to be something easier that is going to feel a little bit more within their wheelhouse than moving over to a straight WordPress website.
Right.
So we like to take that into consideration as well. I would say that one of the things that's nice about Show It that we haven't talked about yet, but is worth mentioning is that they have a really great support team. There's a lot of like kind of extra built-in support there too, because you know, if you purchase one of our templates or we did a custom website for you, you of course get support from us.
Right.
But within the Show It app, there's in-app chat and they have email that you can reach out to as well.
Well, and they have a Facebook community and they do a lot of online education too to help get your website launched.
So there's a lot of support built in there, you know? And if you come to us for an Elementor website, yes, you can email us for support. We're going to support you on Elementor and WordPress as well. But if you want to reach out straight to Elementor for support, you know, depending on what license you are, you get different kinds of support. And
it's one of those things where like, you fill out a form and you hopefully hear back from them in a few days.
Yeah. And hopefully it's they're answering the question that you're asking, you know, and that's not to knock on Elementor. We've had very good luck with their support.
We have. But
I would say that if I had to choose just based on support, you know, like I knew I was somebody who's going to need a lot of support, I'd probably go with Show It.
I feel like Show It also understands the limitations that most people have when it comes to websites. And so they're going to speak in a language that you can understand.
Yeah, that's a good point too.
Whereas Elementor, their texts are going to be pretty technical.
Yeah. And there is kind of, you know, I think in the WordPress community in general, there's this kind of attitude of like, you know, what do you mean you don't understand this?
Oh, you don't understand what server-side caching is? Like, you shouldn't be working on your website.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and so Show It is not like that at all. Their team is wonderful. They might even send you like animated GIFs back.
Yeah, absolutely. We should do another episode on why we love Show It. And we could do one on Elementor too. But there are a lot of reasons. We won't go into them now why we like Show It. But a big one would be the team behind Show It. The vision for the platform, then the way they support, you know, their users and community as well. So that's something, I guess, worth mentioning here at the end. Anyways, we hit the half hour mark, which I feel like is a good spot for this episode. Anything else that you have to add to this?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, then we can wrap up here. Like I said at the beginning of the episode, if you are interested in, if you need a new website, head on over to davianchrista.com/shop. You can check out our Elementor and Show It website designs. You can check out the demos to see the differences between the two platforms. You can shoot us a message on live chat if you have any questions about our designs.
There's a little quiz to help you figure out which platform and website might be the best fit for you.
Absolutely. And if you really like a design and you get a different answer in your quiz, that's okay. I feel like sometimes people are like, I really like this design, but the quiz told me something.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I mean, well, as much as we'd wish the quiz is infallible.
Oh, yeah.
Well, definitely you can go with the design.
When you make the quiz, you can say like 10 answers, but I think it only shows you 3. So even if the one you liked, it might have been in your answers, you just might not get that in your results because of the way the quiz software works.
Well, anyways, all of that is available over at the davianchrista.com website. And if you haven't had a chance to do so, head on over to our YouTube channel. Check that out. Subscribe. That kind of stuff really helps us in getting that channel in front of new people. If you're like me, I'm not a big YouTube watcher, but it does, you know, I know people out there who are, you know, and it's funny talking to Tyler Harrington where it's like, he's all about YouTube.
Yeah, I watched a YouTube video when I need to know how to do something, and that is like it.
Yeah, but a lot of my friends, they just watch YouTube. Like that's how, like I listen to podcasts, you know?
Yeah, so, I think people do that with TikTok too, right? They just watch TikTok. I don't do that.
That's so funny. You sound so old when you said that.
I am the old.
TikTok. I hear people are watching the TikTok. So
I feel like you have a kid and then you become old.
I take offense at that. Anyways, thank you all for joining us today. As always, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, send those over to us. Instagram, DM, one of the best ways to reach us.
We're just not on TikTok.
Yeah, definitely. TikTok, not one of the best ways to reach us. Thanks for tuning in to the Brands That Book Show. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing and leaving a review in iTunes. For show notes and other resources, head on over to davianchrista.com.